in everything. And he substituted for a German, because the center of Reform Judaism was Germany. Even those German Jews that came here to the United States in the 1830s and the 1840s, settled in Cincinnati and New York and other places, and began the Reform movement here in the United States, began it with German prayer books. So German became the language of Judaism. The second thing was that all references to Zion, Jerusalem, the land of Israel, the temple, animal sacrifices, all references were removed from the prayers. In fact, the idea of dual loyalty was introduced by Jews, not by non-Jews. The Jews said, the Reformed Jews said, how would they be able to be loyal servants of the emperor if every day they pray that they should be returned to Zion and be removed from his country? We don't want to be from his country. We're like it here. In the prophetic words of Rabbi Meir Simcha HaKohen in the Meshech Chochma, so he said, Hoy ha'omrim leBerlin shehu Yerushalayim. Woe to those who say regarding Berlin that it is Jerusalem. But that is what Reform Judaism said. And they said it till the 1950s. Now we all have 1950s. Among the great lobbies against Israel was the American Council for Judaism, which retained Elmer Berger and those guys that retained the true ideas of Reform Judaism. Today, Reform Judaism, they're all big Zionists. They're sitting on the Jewish agency. They want to be recognized in the State of Israel. That's only because we have very short memories. It's also because these Reform are not Reform. These Reform are the wealthy great-grandchildren of Orthodox Jews who socially find themselves in Reform temples, and who have as much idea about theology as I do about astrophysics. Now, another point that he maintained, and these things became more and more solid, was that the Jewish prayer service could not really be different from the non-Jewish prayer service. So therefore, in the Jewish houses of worship, the organ was introduced, because the organ existed in every church in Germany. Mixed choirs were introduced, because they existed in every church in Germany. What was not introduced was mixed seating, because mixed seating did not exist in the German Lutheran churches. Mixed seating is an American invention. The family that prays together stays together. That's an American invention. Just as women rabbi, all, you know, until it will go its full circle, then, the Reformed temples of Europe were true, not even mirror images, were true images of the churches of the country that they existed in. And the dressing of Reformed clergy in the garb that the priests and the ministers dressed, something that even came across into Orthodox circles. It was so powerful. I remember when I came to Miami, when I came to Miami, our synagogue had a limited number of families, and some of the families, the founding families, were aristocratic, fine German Jews. And one of them told me that he thought that I should wear a robe.